So come on, people, check out the sound.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 438. I am your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is going to say his own intro right now.
I got nothing.
See how hard it is?
I never said it was easy.
So I'm telling you.
Yep. Yep.
Also shipwreck.
Yeah, my intro is good.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Consistent. I'm very
high
consistent
energy.
With yours.
Yep.
It's going to be one of those nights already, I could tell.
Everybody's having a rough time.
Yeah, we're recording early this week.
Yep. The weather around here has just been crazy. Too much snow and cold.
Right. It's not that bad. It's going to get worse.
I know. You know what I hate? It's not even so much the snow. I refer to it to my my boss today as weather stress. It's not the weather that happens, it's the weather that I don't know is going to happen.
You think it's going to be, you actually think about it being worse?
It's, you know, they say on the news, oh, you admit 1 to 6 inches of snow. Well, 1 inch of snow is not a problem. 6 inches of snow means school delays. And who's going to stay home for the school delay? And who's going to work? Are we both going to work? Are we both staying home? Can we even both stay home? How do we do this? Is it going to be a problem for someone? What about picking up? And that's weather stress.
Wow. We already missed the day
you
of school.
You get stressed really easily.
Yeah.
I do. And then I wind up in the bathroom like
this is stuff that every person that lives where it snows has to deal with.
Except for the people in my company.
Well, it's, but you have to deal with it.
Yes.
So it's just,
in Manhattan,
just chill, Wombat.
Yeah, for Manhattan people, it's not really a problem.
Because they never cancel school.
They never cancel school, and it's Manhattan. People just, you know, whatever. Snow doesn't really stick in Manhattan because there's too much urine on the ground.
That's not why.
I know.
It's gross.
Because it's gross. So, you know, my coworkers are all in the office, and they're all emailing me, why aren't you here? I'm like, don't you watch the news? They don't get it. They don't get it. It's very strange. But anyway, it's enough of that.
Right. So, the reason
who's
why
going
we're...
In, who's going in reverse?
It's a snowplow coming up my block.
Oh, okay.
See, there's no... I'm missing the...
I thought you moved away from the noise.
I did. See, the problem is that I have two... I have a sliding door down here.
That, is it open?
It's from 1953. So it's not what you would call wind airtight or soundproof or any of those things. So it's supposed to be replaced, but it's one of the things on a long list that has not been done yet. So right now I have paper stuffed in the door to keep it from being super drafty instead of just drafty. But that doesn't really stop the sound and everything. But no, normally there aren't snowplows coming up in my block.
I understand that. That would be strange in the summer.
Right. My street is actually closed in the wintertime because it's too steep. So there's a fun fact for you.
Great. I'll be sure not to drive down your street in the winter.
Right. Because you would crash.
Yes. Especially my car.
Right. Anyway, the reason why we're doing the show this week is because Osaka Grandma's coming tomorrow. And her room's not ready yet, so she would be staying in the room that's next to the CatCast room / office. So, yeah, got to do it now.
Are you excited?
For Osaka Grandma to come? No.
Yeah, you haven't seen her in a long time.
It's just another thing now to worry about.
It's like weather stress.
It's not like weather stress.
You are two stressful dudes. Just two stressful Jews out there in their lives.
It's well, you know, now
it's
that
like,
Chief is on
it's
the
like
island.
I'm talking to two Woody Allens at once.
I'm only like half a Woody Allen.
But I'm a Woody Allen and a half, so it all works out.
Right. Well, the problem is that she's going
to
stay in there.
I said to Sun Yi.
Her name's not Sun Yi.
What's her name?
Osaka Grandma, I'm saying.
No, I'm saying I was doing my Woody Allen.
I know what you're doing. I was making a joke.
Oh, I see. Never mind. I didn't
Gosh,
get it.
These jokes are as good as Woody Allen's jokes.
Didn't you see Match Point? It's a laugh a minute.
That's a great movie.
I know, but it's not a comedy.
It's not. Did you just watch that recently?
No.
Oh. What made you... Have you seen it?
Yeah. Oh. I just was making a joke about... He said a laugh a minute, right. Like his movies. Yeah. So I referenced a movie that is...
No, I got it. I understand. Never mind. I was impressed that you watched it.
Yeah, like, what, 10 years ago?
It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm not really that stressed out that Osaka Grandma's coming because I don't really talk to her that much. Because I don't know, we don't really need to talk that much. It's fine, but we lose. I lose access to.
I would like to see this sitcom of you, just you and.
Oh, it's fine. It's nothing. It's not. It's probably more normal than most people's relationship.
Just
with
sidestepping each other as you move around the house.
No. I mean, look, she doesn't take up very much space, so it's not much effort for me to sidestep her. But we talk to each other, just you know, not that much.
Hey,
she's not here to talk to me anyway. She's here to talk to her daughter and her
Ty.
Grandson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What the hell is she going to say to me anyway?
Hey.
Right. Why is your why is your house so fucked up?
When are you getting a real job?
When's this bathroom going to be done? So I have to stop going downstairs to go to the bathroom.
I thought this was supposed to be a nice house.
Exactly. No, she wouldn't say that.
Really?
I don't want people to think bad about Osaka Grandma. She's very nice.
Nice. You've talked about her enough where we all know that she's very nice.
And she's a good drinker, too. Yeah. I'd like to see her and Shipwreck get together and drink beers and see who could and see how that goes.
Sounds okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's something to look forward to tomorrow. And, yeah. So, yeah, I don't want to talk anymore about the house. It's too stressful. So let's do some show feedback from last week.
Sure. There was honestly wasn't too much, but we didn't talk about that much. So I don't know whose fault that is. Bickle just wanted to clarify that. Yeah, it's mine. The Battle of Jakku didn't take place in The Force Awakens.
Who cares?
It took place years earlier.
Of course.
And that's why there's a wrecked Star Destroyer in the Force Awakens.
I like movies where I have to find out about all these things by other sources. Like internet forums.
And books. Books. Right. Ugh. If I wanted to read, I'd be a nerd.
I would read a book if I wanted to read a book. I wanted to see a movie about Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And I did. It was about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that Star Destroyer just didn't break down there?
Right. Who cares, really? And do you really need to know? That's the other thing.
Yeah, I honestly, when watching the movie, thought it was like a remnant of the blowing up of the second Death Star.
Like, that thing had to be sitting there, right? And they blew it up while it was on the ground?
Because it was too whole.
Well, yeah. I mean, that thing, if they blew it up in outer space and then it crashed into a planet.
It wouldn't look like a ship anymore.
Right. And the planet would not probably look like a planet anymore.
Right. So you're already too much thinking going on and analyzing a recent Star Wars movie plot.
Yeah. I just read a Star Wars book tonight.
A comic book?
No, a small child's book.
Oh, like the golden something?
No, we're on to the golden book. The number one readers.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
She can't read yet, but
right.
Yeah. Rey meets BB-8, full of spoilers for a 2-year-old who has not seen the movie.
Yeah, I got it. Ty will see it when it comes out on video. We'll watch it at home. I'm not giving them any more money or less money. I'm giving them less money. Anybody?
She now knows who Ungvar is or whatever that guy's name is.
Who's that? Is that the junk dealer?
Yeah, it's the junk dealer. He's in the book.
Right.
Simon Pegg's character.
Oh, was that Simon Pegg?
That's Simon Pegg.
Great. I'm so glad they used him.
He looks good.
Mm-hmm. No, I will. We'll watch that. When is that going to come out? On are they going to wait for? No, it's got to come out in a couple months, right?
Yeah, I would say about before the summer is my guess. Without looking it up.
Right. Any watch this bitches? Did you get invited to the Deadpool preview, Wombat?
No.
Me neither.
You're a liar.
I said me neither, I said. Uh-huh. No, I did. What, you think I got invited to it? I didn't get invited to it.
Okay, it's fine. No, I know. I know I would like to see it this weekend.
But
do you want to go with me this weekend? I was supposed to go see it with a friend of mine, but you're more than welcome.
See, here's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Osaka grandma's here.
Yes. Ty's... Are you going to go with your wife?
Well, she's going to want to see it too, but maybe she'll hang out with her mom and we can go see it.
That works for me. Again, I promised a friend I'd see it with him, but he lives around the corner from me, so it's not like it's hard for us all to get together.
Right. All right.
And you've met him before, so it's not like it's a total stranger.
I'll keep you updated.
Yes. Sounds good.
I'll try to work it.
I'm going to go see it with my wife on
it. My theater is showing it in the IMAX with the recliner seats.
Nice.
So
my theater is showing it while serving me dinner.
Yes. You told me about this. Why don't you tell everyone else?
I did?
You texted us what's going on.
I tweeted about it.
Was it that you tweeted and I read it and I just assumed that you texted it?
Minute just for attention? You.
Yeah.
It all blends together, Twitter.
It does. It's like I read something from you that was on my phone. Yeah. So.
No, one of those... have I told you about Jungle Gyms before?
No.
Is that like the thing on a school playground?
Well, I guess it's a play on that. But yeah, it's a huge grocery store that has like a toy store in there and like a bar and arcade machines.
What?
And old amusement park rides. And just
are you sure you're not just making things up as you go along?
Yeah. You'll have to Google it online or Google it in real, like just in the real world. either way. But they have a theater right next to the Jungle Gyms near my house now that is one of those that serves you beer and dinner while you're watching a movie. So,
wow.
Mrs. Shipwreck called me up today and just told me that she bought tickets to go see Deadpool there. So
nice.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. I've only been in one other movie theater that served me food, and it was more like bar food. It was, I guess it was when Pulp Fiction came out. I was in Florida, and it seemed to work out fine. I remember eating food and watching Pulp Fiction and enjoying it.
I feel like it could be distracting, though, with all the people around you eating.
They're already eating.
But more, it's like real eating. But at least when you're eating popcorn, you can somewhat pretend to not be shoveling it down your throat.
So do they serve the food and then start the movie?
I don't know. I will let you know after I go.
Because I feel like I would be really annoyed if I was watching a movie and someone walked in front of me and was like...
Serving food, taking orders.
Would you like some more Diet Coke?
I figured Deadpool would be the right movie to do this for, though. Because I don't really need to pay that close of attention to it. And I don't know. It's Deadpool. It's fine. We should be eating food while you're watching Deadpool.
We've reached the point of the CADcast where if I say loud things in a funny accent, my son will hear me and laugh.
Isn't he asleep at this point?
You'd think.
Wow, it's late.
I know.
Damn.
Oh, my daughter's definitely not asleep.
Yeah, he's in bed. He just can hear me when I'm loud.
What's he doing?
Right now, laying in bed laughing, because I can hear him from here. Which is better than crying.
Sure.
I'll take it.
I do have a watch this, bitches. I watched The Triumph... the insult comic, whatever dog.
Wow. Okay.
Did you watch him with the kids, the college students?
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing. I think we're about 45 minutes through or so.
What is this?
It's a, like, there's an election special. It's on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
It's a Hulu exclusive.
You can watch a lot of it on YouTube also.
It's very funny.
I watched a lot of this in 1998.
It's still pretty funny. I gotta say, I laughed out loud a lot.
When he talks to the college students, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I mean, he made fun of it. The Huckabee stuff was great too. I don't want to
see that. I don't think I saw.
I don't want to spoil it, but it was it's a Hulu exclusive, I think. So I don't know. It's good. How about a read this, bitches?
Yeah. Did you guys pick anything up this week? No.
No.
I read the new Spider-Man number one. Yeah, it's good. It surprised me because I didn't think I would be into Miles Morales Spider-Man, but this is much better than any of the Peter Parker ones that are going on right now. Which pretty much all the Peter Parker ones right now are hot garbage. And this one actually is, I don't know, it's interesting. He's in high school. He's got high school problems going on. It's more traditional Spider-Man stuff.
Now, do you think that there's like any intention on doing that, like having the Peter Parker suck? So when they start phasing him out, it doesn't sting as much?
He shows up in this issue. So I don't know. The current Spider-Man stuff just sucks. He's just crappy Iron Man.
That's what I was going to say. Isn't he supposed to be like rich now or something?
He's basically Steve Jobs, but alive in a superhero. Like he has Spidey or I don't, what do they call him? Something Parker watches or something that he's selling people.
Of course he is.
Yeah. And he's got a spider car that he's racing along buildings in. It's just really like dumb, and it's past the point where it's dumb and still funny. It's just dumb bad. And I stopped reading it several issues back at this point because it was just terrible. But I don't know. Miles Morales seems good. It's got a little bit different story arc. Like his best friend knows that he's Spider-Man. So that adds a little bit something different to the mix. It's not the just straight up Peter Parker storyline. But it has the Avengers in the first issue. He's fighting Blackheart, which I haven't seen that villain in a long time. So that
was
exciting.
He's a pretty big bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fought Ghost Rider in the Ghost Rider movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the first Ghost Rider movie?
It was the first Ghost Rider.
I have not seen those movies in quite some time.
Wes Bentley, I believe, played him.
But yeah, Spider-Man number one's good. Vision number four also is excellent. You guys really need to be reading the Vision series.
Oh, I'll make it a priority.
You should. Like, stop worrying about snow and getting your kids to wherever they need to go and read the Vision.
How about I just start homeschooling them, but we only talk about comic books?
That's good. The Vision has family value stuff in there.
See?
It's all about raising a family and trying to fit in. So it's perfect. It's you, Wombat. It's just your life story right there.
I think that's offensive, but I'm not sure.
I didn't know you had so much in common with Vision.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing we both don't have emotions.
How about new releases?
Sure. I know, Cheapy, did you pick up Dying Light the following?
You know, I didn't. Because I'm trying to figure out how I should get it.
That's kind of my conundrum as well.
So this is a full $60 title?
No, this is it's the full game plus
the
expansion.
All the expansions and updates and everything.
So I already
you could just buy the expansion separately.
Right. It's $20. Yeah, if you already have the game. But if you pay $30, you get the season pass, which includes the new expansion, which is the one that's got the Dune buggies, I believe. And I don't know what else, but I saw that I was reading the reviews on Steam and people loved it. They're like, this is how you do DLC. So I will have to pick that up at some point, but not today.
Did you pick up Firewatch?
That I picked up. I bought that.
Have you had a chance to play it yet? Yeah, I know it just came out today.
No, I did. I played about an hour, I would say.
Now, did you buy it on PC or PS4?
I went with the PC version.
Okay.
Somebody on Twitter said that the PS4 version was having performance issues.
I read that as well on the NeoGAF.
So that someone just said that to me once and gave me an excuse to buy it. And plus, you know, I mentioned this on Twitter. I went to the PlayStation Store in my browser, And I searched for Firewatch and nothing came up. Just said zero results found. So I was like, well, that's weird. Isn't this game coming out today? And I Googled it and it said it was coming out today. And I guess, you know, people on Twitter pointed out that the games don't show up on the store at all until
mid-afternoon, yeah, like 2 or 3 o'clock.
That's when they're released. So they don't show up until they're actually released, which seems like a really weird way to run a store.
Especially for something like that that's kind of anticipated, you would think there would just be a page there that you could placeholder. Put your money.
Yeah, a placeholder. Yeah. I mean, why?
Here, we'll take your money.
Yeah.
Because what happened was I went to the PlayStation store first. There was no mention of the game. I knew that, like, when you pre-order the game, you get a discount. So I went on to Steam and I saw it was on there and there was the discount. I was like, all right, and then the guy tweeted that there were some performance issues on PS4. So I just bought the Steam version. But if the PS4 version was there when I checked, maybe I would have bought it.
How is it?
It's really cool so far.
This is one of those you're not supposed to talk about or something, right?
Yeah, I don't want to mention too much, but I really like the visuals. I like the color palette they used. I got the light strip behind my computer monitors glowing with that sort of same yellowish orange color, which makes it even more immersive. You gotta play this game with headphones if you can.
Isn't it supposed to change what time, like the lighting, depending on what type of day you're playing?
Yep. I could change it if I wanted to, but it's not that big of a deal. Yeah, it's pretty immersive. I'm liking it so far. The story's good. I was like crying in the first 5 seconds of the game, which is pretty awesome. It's like it had the up effect for me, which was
I hate that shit. Would I like this game or would I hate it?
You probably hate it, I would think.
No.
I mean, there's no karate in it yet. I'm not sure how much karate.
Fuck that game.
Yeah, so I think you may not like it.
Yeah, no, it's.
But so far, so good. I'm enjoying it.
I'll probably pick it up. I would have picked it up if we were going to do a show later in the week so I could talk about it, but I'll pick it up at some point.
When it's free on PS Plus.
Maybe before that, because if it is one of these things that I don't want to have spoiled, I don't want to find out about the lesbians without actually playing the game.
Right.
Gotcha.
I did play the first two levels of Unravel, which came out this week.
What is that?
I put
that?
It on the EA Access. This is that game that stars the little Yarn character, Yarny.
Really? That's his name?
That's his name.
Yarny.
That's what Ty would have named him if he was a stuffed animal.
That's what Ty would have named him 3 years ago.
he's consistent.
Yeah, it's the EA indie game. It's a pretty looking game. It's pretty standard 2D platformer. The interesting mechanic is that you use, like, you only have a certain amount of yarn on you, and it's unraveling as you're walking to the right.
Oh, yeah, look at this. It looks cool. I'm looking at the screenshots.
You have to, like, lasso the yarn onto different things, and you can tie it on to, like, nails or, I don't know, little knobs, whatever's in the environment. It's taking place, like, in a real-world type environment, and you're this tiny yarn guy. It's pretty cool. It seems like it's slightly depressing as well, so that might interest you, Cheapy.
I was thinking I could play this with Ty and maybe bum him out as well.
Yeah, it's perfect for that. I mean, he might not catch on that it's a bummer.
Right.
Like, the story seems to involve a grandma, like, reminiscing about some children or something. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love crying and platforming at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's clever, though. The way that you have to use the yarn to get through the levels is pretty neat. You should at least play the first two levels on EA Access.
I will.
Let's see. What else came out? The Assassin's Creed Chronicles.
Another one?
I think it's a compilation of them.
No, Russia, it says. I never heard of Russia before.
Russia's new.
Yeah.
I think
it's not a compilation.
But no, I think the other ones are in there as well.
Yeah, there's two versions. There's the Assassin's Creed Chronicles you could just buy Russia, and there's also the trilogy, which has all three. I was looking at that
the holy
today.
Trinity of Assassin's Creed Chronicles.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Assassin's Creed games that we just released.
Russia, China, and...
The other one.
Zimbabwe.
No.
Chile.
Portugal.
Nobody knows what the other one is.
Nah, it doesn't.
Not even the people who made it don't even remember.
They randomly generated the names, I think.
I love that they didn't even like come up with names. They just throw a country on there. Like,
Assassin's Creed Vancouver.
Right. No, that's a city.
I know, but I'm just saying. I know it's a city. Sorry.
You're off the team.
British Columbia. Does that make you feel better?
That's still...
It's a province. I understand. It's a country. But, you know.
I know. It's late. Yes. Your brain is empty after a long
I'm like,
day.
I was going in progression.
Sure. You'll get there.
Canada.
Well, Assassin's Creed. Don't worry. Canada. Assassin's Creed will get down to the state level at some point.
Has it really just been country size? I guess it was England. No,
I'm just talking about as far as these chronicles go.
Oh, okay. Well.
Because the last one was China.
Yeah, which seems like when you say it like that too, it's like, wait a minute, that's really broad for a small game.
These are big countries.
That's what I mean. Like
they
it's
went
a broad,
big.
Like the full titles are cities, and the little titles are countries.
Oh, the little no, they don't call the little or the big titles cities.
No, they have other names.
They have like just made up names after them.
Yes, but they take place in specific cities.
Just words, really. Unity.
Unity. You've never been to the city of Unity?
I think it would be Unité for that game. But
that last Assassin's Creed game just came out. The wasn't China? China is the last one, right?
China came out in the fall, I believe.
I feel like one of these just came out. 2 weeks
ago. One of them was just on sale a few weeks ago for $5, because that's when I picked it up.
I see. Okay.
You actually bought one of these?
It was $5, and it said Assassin's Creed.
I'd rather have a Happy Meal.
I got that, too.
Excuse me, Mr. Moneybags. How's that money been treating you, Mr. McDuck?
Did you put that in Disney Infinity? Totally did.
Oh, yeah. You have to, right?
Yeah.
You go inside, you can dive. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It looks like some Naruto games came out.
Right, who cares?
Good for Naruto. Right.
XCOM 2. None of us have played it, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's the big one, isn't it?
It looks cool from the screenshots, but I didn't really get too far in the last one.
So is that not coming out for consoles? What's the deal there? You're the expert on these things. Tell me.
Oh, it'll just wait like
a year. It'll definitely come out to consoles, yeah.
No rush. You know, wait for more consoles to be sold.
Are you interested in the Political Machine 2016 this time, Cheapy?
No.
Because that should have some pretty good characters in it.
Oh, because we have all these crazy people. Yeah.
Right.
It is. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I didn't play the last one. I bought the last one. I didn't play
it. I knew you bought the last one. I figured you played it.
Yeah, I tried to make Wombat in it, and then, like, I don't know. It all fell apart after that.
Sounds like a lot of campaigns.
Is that it for new releases?
That's enough new releases.
Yeah.
There is no listing on Amazon for a console version of XCOM 2.
It will come, Wombat.
Yeah, they gotta.
Don't you worry.
Right.
Just saying.
They're waiting. There's no rush. What's the rush?
I don't know. Tom Sawyer?
Groan. Wombat's news and stuff?
Sure. There's some things here. Wait, now I have to scroll down. So I want to hear about this from our illustrious co-host, Chipwreck. Tell me how Marvel Puzzle Quest is.
The new console version?
Yes.
I bought it because I've spent a lot of time with Marvel Puzzle Quest on the phone and not much money on it. So I kind of felt justified spending $15 on this for the console.
What changes have they made?
So it's $15. Then there's no microtransactions.
So that was my first question. Like, there's nothing at all. Like, you can't buy anything.
Not from what I've played. I've only played maybe an hour, hour and a half of it. But I don't see the ISO 8, which is the purple gems, which was the stuff you bought. That doesn't seem to be in the game at all. Your characters just level up based upon experience, not spending the purple stuff. So you just get experience after every battle. You still collect the comic covers to increase their levels. But I don't know. I need to play more of it because I don't know that it has like the daily challenges and everything. If you haven't played the iPhone version in a while, they've added like so much stuff to it. It's ridiculous how much content is actually there for a match 3 game.
It's the power of those in-app purchases. Just there's money to be generated, so they can really build it up.
Yeah, I kind of like that they have not done that with the console version. It's definitely a like not as robust of a game, but it feels like something that you could actually play and finish then.
Right, right.
It seems like there's a hard stop point to this game.
Mm-hmm.
So
cool.
I don't know. Yeah, it's good.
One day I'll check that out.
I feel like $15 feels like too much for this kind of game, but
it'll be $5 before you know it.
Yeah, I mean, I would suggest just waiting for a sale, probably. But it's $15. It's perfectly fine for it for me. The bigger screen obviously allows you to see like more of all the info in the game, all the attacks and everybody's health and everything easier. But I don't know. It's Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, and I mean, I like Marvel, and I like puzzles, and I like quests, so it's got that going for it.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. What else?
Did you hear about Mad Catz?
There were layoffs because Rock Band 4 didn't sell well.
That is basically the story.
I think it's more than that, though, too.
And like,
PC stuff was underperforming as well.
Yes.
What PC stuff do they have?
They have mice and keyboards and stuff.
Oh.
Right.
International sales are also lackluster.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. They had to lay off a lot of their company.
Mm-hmm.
37%.
And the board stepped down as well, the CEO. Mm-hmm. And sad.
Yeah.
They're going to get a bump, though, with the Street Fighter stuff coming out.
Right, but they must be pretty far gone. Maybe. How about some more sad news?
I can't wait. Yeah, so Kevin Weaver, at Real Kevin Weaver on Twitter, asked if we have any game trailer memories. Because after 12 years, 13 years, game trailers shut down.
Yeah. Do I have any fond memories of them? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do we watch on game trailers?
I watched first game trailers, videos
of
games.
The first Screw Attack videos I ever saw were on game trailers. Right. I never would have heard of Screw Attack without game trailers.
That's true. Angry Video Game Nerd.
And I was just about to say, an Angry Video Game Nerd I never would have heard of if it wasn't for game trailers. It's just now if I watch anything with the Angry Video Game Nerd, I usually watch it on YouTube.
Right.
Just because.
You remember when we saw him at E3 Ship? At the
Angry Video Game Nerd?
Yeah, at that bar.
Mm-hmm.
And just nonstop, people just keep coming up to him.
Yeah, that looked miserable.
He was just sitting at the bar, and you know, one after another, people would just come up to him. And
well, they wanted him to be in character too, I think.
Well, who knows what they want, but I'm sure he just wants to. I don't know what he wants, but I think he wasn't there for that long after that. But
what does he think is going to happen at E3?
But it was that was even a long time ago, too. I can't even imagine what it would be like now. Now he can't go anywhere. But yeah, game trailers. What else can we say about game trailers?
It's sad that they're gone, mm-hmm. but YouTube. I mean, everybody can see the business sense in them being gone.
Right. You have YouTube.
And Twitch.
And Twitch.
People do that stuff for free. Is like you have too much competition of people doing the same thing for free. Even though game trailers had like great video reviews, like they had really good writing and editing and everything. But it's just hard to compete when somebody on YouTube can just yell about a game and get all your hits.
Right. I mean, there was a time where that was the only place you could go to get all the see what a game looked like.
It was the only game in town for a time there. I mean, it seems like such a long, you know, in the long, long ago, you would have to go to game trailers to watch any footage of games. And I remember buffering. Oh, sitting there trying to see what Time Splitters is going to look like.
But yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, what can you do?
Nothing.
Sad.
Yep.
Nothing.
I got to play Lego Marvel Avengers.
Oh, okay.
I rented it from Gamefly. And Ty and I have been playing it, and it's really good. I think the graphics actually look a lot better than the last one.
Okay. I mean, I'll take your word for it. I don't want to, you know, qualify how you will think the graphics look. So.
No, I feel like it controls better too. I feel like the flying is better, like you said, and even just like the ranged attacks, I don't know. It feels more like a game and less janky, less like a janky Lego game. Yeah, everything's great. I mean, it's so far, you know, really good. I don't know. People are complaining about this game or no?
No, I mean the reviews I think are right where they should be. It's like a 7.5 was the last average like on Metacritic, and I would say if you're a huge Marvel fan, it probably gets bumped up a score. You know,
no, it's pretty great. I feel like it's a lot better than a 7.5.
Sabrina and I played that game for like 4 hours on Sunday because the weather was just so gross, and what else were we gonna do? So we just sat around and played it until my wife told us that we had to stop.
You're on PS4?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah, I mean, I think it looks great. And the voices, are those the real actors?
Uh-huh.
It's real, yeah, the lines from the movie, I guess?
They used the movie. They lifted the audio from the movie. There's a couple of people that they obviously couldn't get rights to, like Gwyneth Paltrow is dubbed by someone else, and it's weird.
Okay.
You notice it right away. And Anthony Hopkins, I believe, also is dubbed, and you can kind of hear it right away.
I see. So, okay.
Yeah. And there are certain people that you could tell they got to come in and do extra lines, like Kobe Smulders and what's his face? Agent Coulson.
Yeah. I think it's great. I don't know. I think it's Ty's hooked on it completely.
I like the mini hubs. I wish there was more of them. There's the big Manhattan, which is great. It's still big Manhattan. But the mini hubs where there's only like, you know, you unlock, I think they're all the same. It's like 7 gold bricks, 10 people, 2 vehicles, and something else. Oh, and saving Stanley. And one saving Stanley. And they're all the same. It's all that same kind of thing. But it's like, it's a nice sized area, and it's a good chunk of like, let's clear this out. And Sabrina and I will do it, and it'll take, you know, we finished all the mini ones already. And each one took us like an hour and a half. So if they had like 3 or 4 more of those, it would have been much better.
Yeah. I look forward to playing the shit out of it in the near future.
Yeah, totally. Totally play the shit out of it.
What else we got here? Sony?
I finished The Deadly Tower of Monsters.
Nice.
Which we had talked about previously. Yeah, that was a good game. Not too hard. Easy to get a platinum trophy on it if people are interested in those. Did you ever finish that, Wombat?
No, I did not finish it because I started playing Lego Marvel.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm terrible. I'm aiming for the platinum trophy in Lego Marvel, though.
You can do it, Wombat. I believe in you.
Yeah, it's just getting all the gold bricks, but I'm doing a pretty good job. I just and I have all the multipliers now for the studs, so I'm close to 1 billion studs. So unlocking characters and things isn't an issue anymore.
Nice. All right.
Yep.
Who should we unlock? Who's the recommended unlocks?
Well, there are certain characters you kind of just need that there aren't many variations on. Actually, who's a really good character and you get him in Washington, D.C., he's super useful, is the Wizard.
The Fred Savage?
No, the Fantastic Four villain. he does a lot of stuff that Vision and Ultron can do. And he's like it's like a good early mind control character. Oh. And I also recommend if you unlock the hub in South Africa, I think you can do that one right away too. Getting the new Ms. Marvel, Kamala Khan, Ms. Marvel, because she could do the going through grates. So she's an early character for that. And I want to say I'm going to give you like the three easy characters. So you want to get the Wizard. Mm-hmm. You want to get Ms. Marvel, and you want to get Spitfire, who I want to say is on the Barton farm. And that's a fast runner. So
can you say Ms. Marvel again?
I'm saying those are the three characters. Wizard, Ms. Marvel, and Spitfire.
Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel.
Like with a Z?
No, with an S.
Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel, yes. Not Mrs. Not Miss.
Not Miss.
Ms. Ms. You've never heard anyone say that before.
No.
That's how people in New York say it, I'm pretty sure.
No, Miss is Miss, Mrs., and Ms. are three different things. Ms. is an unmarried woman. Actually, it could be married or unmarried. It's a more
What's
empowered.
Ms. Pac-Man where you're from?
It's Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms.
Yes, it's pronounced Ms. Pac-Man. If it's if it's just MS, it's Ms. Pac-Man. Like Ms. Magazine, founded by Gloria Steinem. It's Ms.
How do you pronounce MRS, period?
That's Mrs.
That's not MERS?
MERS.
No.
It's MERS Wiz.
Because MS is just a abbreviation for Miss.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
What do you mean?
Miss is Miss, M-I-S-S. Ms. is something completely different.
What is it?
Oh, now I have to look it up. Master of Surgery. Ms. Now I'm like, honest. Who, did you hear that?
What?
I heard Ms.
I'm trying to... All right.
This is really fascinating.
What are you doing?
Right. Did you hear it?
No. What are you farting into the microphone?
I'm trying to get it to. I found a site that will say the pronunciation.
Is it YouTube?
Ms. Ms. Pronounced M-I-Z. a title of respect prefixed to a woman's name or position. Unlike Miss or Mrs., it does not depend or indicate her marital status. It's something different.
No, it's
Ms.
not. It's Miss.
No, it's not. I'm looking at the definition on dictionary.com.
That requires somebody to go to dictionary.com to...
I'm sending the link to you both now.
I'm not clicking that.
You're going to get a virus if you click on that.
I'm telling you, Ms. is different than Miss or Mrs. It was...
I'm looking at
you. Okay, if it's written there, how do you know which one it is?
It's MZ is always Ms. Miss is
I
always
agree.
Spelled
MZ
out.
Is always Ms.
No, MS is always Ms. Miss is spelled out. M-I-S-S.
I'm pretty sure it's Miss Pac-Man.
It's if it's MS, it's Ms. Pac-Man.
It does say Ms. I'm looking at the page that he's looking at. And
it is
and
Ms.
the plural
Pac-Man.
Is Mrs. 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 Mrs.
Mrs.
Mrs. I think is the plural for Jewish women.
But it's to imply it's used for women who don't want you to know if you're married or not. If you're unmarried, you're a miss.
So whore.
If you're married, you're a Mrs. And if you don't want someone to know, you're a Ms. In polite conversation, if you don't know if someone's married or not, the standard is to refer to them as Ms. until they either correct you or you find
I'm
out
sorry,
that they're
married
or single.
I'm sorry, sir. It's Miss.
It's Ms.
Well, that would be
it's
like,
Ms.
Oh, to you, it's Ms. And that could be the person hitting on you or something. And Mrs.
Well,
would be married.
This does not change how I will say things.
I'm just letting you know. I'm not crazy. That's all.
Well, I don't know if, that, well, if we have, we've disproven that.
I'm right about this, right. Is basically it.
Okay, we'll give you that.
That's all I just got. Think
you're right about something that is like almost indeterminable, like when people are talking.
I don't think anyone will think less of you if you say Miss Pac-Man or Ms. Pac-Man, to be perfectly honest.
You don't think she's going to get upset?
I don't think anyone would get upset.
Somebody would.
I hope not. Although, is she married? Is she married to Pac-Man?
They have a kid, right?
So she's not Miss Pac-Man at all. She's either Pac-Man or Mrs. Pac-Man.
I don't know if they're married.
So is Pac-Baby a bastard?
Baby Pac?
Baby Pac, yeah.
No, because he knows who his dad is.
Well, it's yeah, Pac-Man. But if they're not married, isn't that, you know,
right?
The bastard son of, I mean.
That would be the definition.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What kind of moral standards do we have in Pac-Man is really what I want to know.
What
is it appropriate for my children?
I don't know. What's canon in the Pac-Man universe?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Shall we talk about Nintendo? something else besides Ms.
Ms.
At TB559 asks, do you guys think that the NX could just be a VR headset?
No.
Nope.
I mean, it could be, but that would be, I don't think that's likely. I think it's like what it's going to be what we said it's going to be. It's going to be a 3DS that connects to a Wii.
Until recently, Nintendo has been poo-pooing VR. So, I mean, I know within the last few weeks they've had some quotes come out of their camp. They're like, oh, we think that's something that could be viable in the future or something. But no, not the NIS. It's not going down that route.
Right. Yeah, they're not. Doesn't their company strategy doesn't seem to put them at the cutting edge of anything, really?
I don't think it would be smart for them.
No, I don't think it's smart. No. All right, let's do some CAGbag because we run out of things to talk about. At the Red Worm asks if any of us have tried the Garden Warfare 2 beta or the Division beta. I wanted to, and I got as far as downloading the Garden Warfare 2 beta, but I didn't actually play it. Division beta, I got waitlisted.
I played the Division beta.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, how was it?
I didn't realize we hadn't talked. I thought we talked about it last week. Did we not? I just pretended that we did.
No.
Oh. Yeah, I played it. I did that first mission on Madison Square Garden. I didn't love what I played, but I also didn't. Maybe it's just I just didn't get it. There seems to be a lot of people who love the game, so I'm willing to admit that maybe I just need to like give it a real try with a full game. I'm still not so keen on, you know, as much as I played and enjoyed Destiny, I don't know if I want to play another game like that where I need other people. Like, I feel as though the need to play that game as an MMO is unnecessary in a game that feels like it could be a perfectly fun and serviceable RPG action game that takes place in a real and maybe the best looking New York City in a video game yet. So it kind of bums me out that I wouldn't be able to just kind of explore it on my own, although maybe I can. It's still, there's still a lot that's unclear to me.
How does it control? Like, how's the shooting?
It controls fine.
It's a third person.
It's third person. Third person shooter. And then, you know, and I found some like cool jackets and stuff. So I can't say that, you know, I don't know how plentiful the gear is in the final version. There's a lot of questions.
So
I had more questions than answers.
Right. The amount of jackets is the most important thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How available are these jackets and how many are there?
Exactly. How many? Like, am I going to get a new jacket every 20 minutes? Or am I going to get a new jacket every 4 hours? Am I going to have to? They're saying that there's not going to be any microtransactions in this game, but there is two different types of currency. There's light world currency and dark world currency for the different ways you play the game. I don't know. Whatever.
Really? No microtransactions?
That's what they say.
It seems so unlikely.
I never said that it was.
Yeah, I want to check it out. People, it's been getting good buzz. When is that coming out?
Like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay, soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Garden Warfare 2, I really like the first one a lot. I played a lot of the first one, and Ty played a lot of the first one, too. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. At Jeff DeFont asks, how's the Ecobee smart thermostat that I bought? They're pretty awesome. If you want a sexy thermostat, and you do, the answer is you do want a sexy thermostat. These are pretty good. Do you have a smart thermostat in your house, Chip?
We're actually getting one installed next week.
What are you getting?
Our energy company is providing it, so I don't know.
Well, these things are pretty good. You can control everything from the app.
Wombat, are you still sending me links to this Ms. nonsense?
I found the how to pronounce Ms. Pac-Man link.
Is that an article?
It was just, there's a site. I just Googled how to pronounce Ms. Pac-Man, and that's the site that came up. And it actually has some weird robot lady saying Ms. Pac-Man.
Interesting.
Yep.
I forgot what I was saying. Ecobee, yeah, it's good. And there's a rebate if you buy it.
How much does something like that run you?
It's $250.
That's it?
The $75 rebate.
And that's with installation?
I did it myself. It's pretty easy.
Is it? Can I install a new thermostat? I feel like installing a thermostat is difficult.
It's not. It's really not. I mean, look, I didn't have a drill, so I had to use like my power screwdriver to make the holes bigger in the wall. And I wouldn't say I would win any awards for the installation, but it's there, and I actually installed two of them because I need one for upstairs and downstairs.
I mean, it's not like the thermostat in my house is broken. So,
I just think they gave us thermostats, and figuring out how to program them is just, it's ridiculous.
Mine has a little lever. You push it, and it says the numbers. It looks like an old fashioned radio.
No,
dial,
but yeah,
basically.
I wanted when we go to sleep, it automatically goes down, and it knows when to turn on in the morning, and when we go out, it lowers the to save energy and shit. You know. Trying to be a good citizen and have a sexy thing on my wall.
I live in a shoebox. It's right. Pretty easy to adjust.
Right. I'm very happy with it. The only thing that I hate about it, there's only one thing that I'm dissatisfied. The sensors work great. Everything works great. Except on the main page on the app where you control all your thermostats, I have upstairs and downstairs. And because I installed the downstairs one first, the downstairs one is on the top, and the upstairs one is on the bottom. And I'm thinking of just selling the house because of it. It's just making me nuts. There's no way to reorder them as far as I can tell. So Ecobee's got I think they're going to fix that at some point because they seem to be on top. There's already been a lot of updates. I've only had it for a couple of days, and there's already been like two updates. It's good. The answer to this guy's question is it's good. What else we got here? I just lost my spot. No one's using a Fitbit anymore, right? Somebody asked about that.
Nope.
No, we all give it. I have the watch now.
Yeah, mine, the little tab broke off or whatever, and I just haven't. I don't feel like getting jabbed in the leg when I'm using it.
Right. Apple. You don't have an Apple Watch yet?
My wife does. I do not.
Right. Yeah, that counts your steps. So that's what I use.
I did get a new Harmony Elite.
Oh, how is that?
Happy birthday.
Oh yeah, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. It is still in the box. I have not taken the time.
Oh, this is important. I blame myself for not following up when you mentioned you got it. I should have pressed you. Because I saw the picture and it looks pretty amazing.
What else did you get?
I'm looking forward to it. I got they're not nano blocks, but they're a different brand that are the same as nano blocks. The little Legos, you know,
mm-hmm.
of the four main characters in Pixels.
So are they actually Pixel branded or is it just a weird coincidence?
I think they are Chinese Pixels branded.
Wait, what are the four main characters Adam Sandler?
Hubert. No, Hubert, Pac-Man, Centipede, and there was a fourth
Donkey
one that
Kong.
I remember. Donkey Kong. Yeah, you don't pay attention to Shipwreck's Twitter feed? I check it like every 30 minutes.
I normally do.
These things take a long time to put together.
Do they?
They're like close to 400 pieces each.
Hmm.
And the instructions that come in the box are terrible. So there's a lot of like building something like two-thirds of the way done and then going, nope, this isn't right.
Oh, no, I hate that.
But no, they're cool. I was very happy because I had not seen those. So I was happy to get especially the Q-Bert because there's not enough Q-Bert merchandise out in the world.
Yeah, not anymore. He's past his prime.
Right. Like, that's the best thing that came out of that Pixels movie.
Q-Bert's resurgence.
I got to buy some Q-Bert socks.
He didn't really come back too strong.
Oh, he's big now.
What are you talking about? You don't have Q-Bert cereal in your house?
No.
You suck, dude.
I have a lot of recommendations for Q-Bert products in my Amazon.
Marshmallow coilies.
You can buy a Q-Bert plushed animal that says Pac-Man on the tag for $4 on Amazon.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. What everyone needs.
Mm-hmm. A thrower guy writes in and asks, do you have hope for Battleborn?
Which one is that one?
Exactly.
That's the Borderlands, Borderlands game.
That one was fun to play at E3.
Which one is it? Seriously.
That's the one with like the mushroom guy. And I don't know, like Spider Woman. It's the Borderlands one.
It's a first person?
Yeah. Oh. First person. It's the one where you... they don't want to call it MOBA stuff, but you like do all the leveling up like during the round. So you level up to 10 or whatever.
And then
it was good. We played it at E3.
Oh, I'll check it out. I'm sure.
I farted. I just have to admit that I farted.
It felt like you were playing Borderlands, but just a little bit faster paced.
Nice.
So
okay.
I don't know. I don't know what the full game is, but it was enjoyable to play.
I can't remember playing it, but that's okay. A lot of these things sound the same.
It was this year, right? Yeah.
You got Battleborn.
It was the one with the, I'm forgetting the name of the band right now. They had the same song that was just playing over and over and over again. And it was the loudest song at E3.
Oh. Hmm.
Was it an RJ... What was the name of that song? Pretty sure it's about rape.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Perfect. Speaking of Borderlands, at the Dave Nelson writes in and wants to know, you mentioned on Twitter that you are back into Borderlands. And he wants to know, what does that mean exactly?
That means that we're playing the pre-sequel.
Right.
The Handsome Collection. Yeah. So,
are you still playing it?
Yeah. We're playing it every night.
Oh, shit.
yeah, I it's great co-op fun. I don't know. I want them to make more Borderlands. It seems like 2K would want to make them make more Borderlands as well.
I feel this got it. We're about due, right?
It's been a while, yeah. I mean, because the pre-sequel was made by 2K Australia, so it wasn't even a Gearbox
joint
thing per se.
Right.
Yeah. So
we're about ready.
It seems like let's put out another one of those.
And lastly, at Count Elmdor asks, do your kids seem as interested in video games as you were at their age? Wombat.
My oldest daughter is 7 and she loves Minecraft and she plays Lego Marvel with me. So she's more of a gamer than I was at her age. Because when I was 7, there was no Nintendo Entertainment System. And it was like just post-Atari. So she has an advantage that I didn't have in the fact that there are video games in stores to buy.
Well, an even bigger difference maybe is the type of games that are out now compared to what we had. I mean, look at Minecraft. There's... there's enough content in Minecraft for kids to talk about all day with each other.
All day.
Right. And, you know, everybody loved Mario Brothers, but, you know, what are you going to, you can only say so much about it in a conversation with somebody, right? Yeah. Any of those early games, I mean, you know, you can only go so far, but Minecraft is on a whole nother level, really.
It is. It's so, I mean, you know, and she could talk about it and show you what she built and she built a dog kennel.
Nice.
And she named every dog.
Of course.
Yeah. And then she was like capturing wolves and turning them into dogs. And then she put one in one pen. It was a pig, but the pig's name was Dog.
Wow. Confusing.
No, that was supposed to be a joke.
Right.
I laughed. Thought it was very clever.
It's not that clever.
Are you, for a 7-year-old, it is.
Right. Oh, it was her joke. Oh, I thought you were saying, I thought it was your joke.
No, right, it was now. Her joke.
Right. Yes, that is clever.
Thank you.
Alt J's Fitz Pleasure. That was the name of that song from Battleborn.
I don't know that song.
I'll take your word for
you
it.
Take a listen to it.
Okay.
And sure it's not pronounced Ms. J?
Was not. But it definitely, yeah, it's about gang rape.
Good. That should sell a few copies of games. Yeah, so I would say I'd say Ty's more interested than I was, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember at 8.
I think it's really, yeah, it's not that I wasn't interested at Sabrina's age. I just didn't have the outlet.
Right. And, you know, now it's just so easy. Even if you don't have any game system, you can just, everybody has access to pretty much to the internet and can watch, see what the games look like on YouTube and have access to it and at least have a general understanding of what they are and get information that way. I mean, back then, you know, you wanted information how to solve something, you had to call a 900 number or I don't know. They have a lot easier Wombat. And porn, too. Don't get me started on the porn.
Oh, it's like, that's why everyone's so lazy now.
Yep. Completely spoiled.
When I was a kid, you had to work for porn.
Exactly. So everybody's so spoiled now.
Yep.
Everybody's getting laid. So too much porn. Anyway. All right. It's enough. Enough show, Wombat.
Okay.
Let's relax.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
Let's thank everybody for listening and tell us to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. And are you still doing Uninformed Opinions? Did you do one this week?
I am. We didn't do one this week, but we are still doing it.
Good. Never surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Shipwreck, anything to say?
No.
Perfect. We will see you next week.
Bread's done.
Ms. 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 Ms.